Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, Anne is on the line, Joe at RT.ie. Anne, it's the ILAC Centre in Dublin. That's what you're talking about.
That's right, Joe.
Okay,
that's right.
One of the first big shopping centres in Dublin, built in the 60s and 70s on what was a whole warren of streets there off Henry Street.
Yes.
It's a shopping mall and it's very open and it's a lovely aspect in terms of light and that. Go ahead, what's happened?
Well, there was a lovely little prayer room there, if you know where the library is in the ILAC Centre.
Yeah,
I'm
of course you do.
I'm a bit nervous talking to you, so
take your time,
bear with me. And there was this lovely little prayer room. It was like a little oasis hidden away.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to go in there and have a bit of quiet.
I know it.
You know it well, don't you?
And there's steps up to the library and the oratory.
Right.
The oratory is underneath it, isn't it?
That's right.
It's an oasis, yeah.
That's right. And I went in the other day on Thursday and walked up to it and the doors are closed.
Yeah.
And I noticed on the door saying where you could go to a chapel, you know, to the pro-cathedral or to the one up in Parnell Square, St. Martin, the Poor's one,
yeah.
And the one on the Quays. But it was such a little oasis there because so many people went into it. I never passed it by. I absolutely loved it. And I was shocked. I was in tears when I saw it closed the other day.
And was there any reason given?
No, there was just that notice on the door. And I spoke to a gentleman when I came out.
Okay.
And he said, well, it was open on Tuesday and it was closed on Wednesday without a buyer leave to anybody.
So you didn't see a sign on it last week saying we're shutting in?
No.
Now, we have been onto the ILAC. You're right, it's gone.
It's gone, it is. It's a shame.
50 years.
Absolutely, it's
and
a pure shame.
But Anne, take us back into it. What condition was it in? Maybe it got run down or something, had it?
No, well, it was fine. The bit of carpet on the floor would get dirty every now and then, but I mean, if it's always clean.
And what's the configuration? Is it multi-denominational, if you follow me?
Anybody, it was open to anybody.
Okay.
There was just about, I think, a half dozen seats on either side.
Yeah,
but the tabernacle was there with the Blessed Sacrament in it.
So it was a Catholic oratory?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Okay,
but I mean, loads of people. I've been there when several other people came into it, you know.
And it was quiet and...
It was quiet. It was just lovely to get in from the hustle and bustle of the everyday life and to just go in and have a little bit of quiet time with a bit of prayer in front of the tabernacle. But I was shocked. What are they trying to take everything away from us completely?
Well, did they say we're going to reopen it?
No, there was nothing on it. It was only the notice was only telling you about where the other churches were.
And they're referring to Catholic. Cathedral, we know. The Marist. There's not a chapel in there. It's a beautiful shop, a religious shop. And then the moving crib. That's not really a chapel.
No.
And then the Church of the Blessed Sacrament on Bachelor's Walk, isn't that right?
Yes.
Used to be in Delier Street.
Yeah.
Now, when you were in there, as you say, you used to always go in there to the oratory in the ILAC, which has now been shut down without a buyer leave. When you went in there, was there, because I remember I don't know if the seating is back in the ILAC. I remember they removed the seating in the ILAC because they said there was people commandeering the seating for the full day. You were in out of the rain and...
In the ILAC itself now, not in the little prayer room.
No, in the malls. In the
prayer room?
No, not in the prayer room. In the malls there used to be seats.
Yeah.
You know, where people could sit down with their shopping and have a little rest.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering, were they getting hassled in the oratory?
I wouldn't think so. I never saw anything going on any time I was ever in there. And as I say, I've never been in town that I haven't gone into it.
Yeah. But, do you do know how difficult things can be in Dublin city centre?
I do indeed. But I mean, there's so many people around there. It's not as though it's isolated.
Okay.
And I very seldom see it empty. There's always somebody there coming and going to it all the time. You know, it's just beyond belief, you know, for them to go. Like, was it doing any harm to anybody there? It was just a little corner there for just a little bit of quiet prayer. It was lovely.
Would you get a shop in there, so to speak?
It's very small.
That's what I thought. And, and the location is a bit odd as well.
Yeah, the way it's in there beside the...
They won't squeeze a Starbucks in, will they?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't put up a hassle. No, I wouldn't have had to try anything now. But yeah. No, it's just a shame. Like, really, they're, as I said, they're trying to take everything away from us. You know, the one little bit corner that we had there to say a little prayer every now and then.
Now, where else is there's an oratory in Dublin Airport? I think that's multi-denominational.
Is there
oratories in other shopping centres? There's not really, is there?
I don't think there's anything in the Stephen's Green one. I've never seen.
And the Stephen's Green one, by the way, is slated for demolition. You know that they're going to completely rebuild it.
Oh, really?
So I heard, yeah.
I know they did have one in Square in Tallaght at one stage, but I was out there last year sometime, and I couldn't locate it at all. Now, maybe that's gone as well.
Hmm.
But, it's sad.
And they didn't, there was nothing up saying we're unable to staff it anymore.
No, I wasn't there, every day. I wouldn't be there every day.
Of course, yeah.
Several people came to go into it while I was there that day on Thursday, and they said there was no notice there at all.
But some people would argue, if you want a place of prayer for your own religion, well then the Catholic Church should set it up themselves. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
They should pay rent to the ILAC to maintain that the room under the stairs.
Maybe they were. I mean, there was nuns used to come to replace the Blessed Sacrament and whatever there. You know what I mean? And to change flowers around the tabernacle and whatever.
I just wondered, did they get any objections?
And those nuns were from the... to do with the pro-cathedral, because I spoke to them one day, back last year or sometime, and they said it was the pro-cathedral that was in charge of that little oratory.
Would it be the smallest chapel in Ireland?
I think it would be. Unless you go down to Guggan Barra in Cork.
No, it's bigger than Guggan Barra. It's smaller than Guggan Barra.
Yeah.
Let me bring in Gail in County Carlow, 51551. Gail, do you know where we're talking about? The oratory in the ILAC Centre in Dublin that's now gone.
I do, Joe. When I was younger and in college in Bolton Street, I used to call in, walking through the ILAC, say a few prayers before my exams, every exam. It was a beautiful little peace and quiet there in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to know there was a lot of plaques on the pews. Residents around the area had paid for. I'd be interested to know where they went to, and I'm sure the families would be interested to know also.
Well, that's interesting. Now, people, like they do in many chapels, you do a memoriam for a relative or whatever, and you pay.
Lots of them have it.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
So it'd be interesting. I'm sure the people, whose names are on it, their family had paid for them.
But what would you say? We haven't got a statement from the owners of the island. I think it's Irish Life who owned them. It was called the Irish Life Shopping Centre, one day. But, Michael, what about, and I'm positing this, I don't know if it's true, that the argument that we live in a different world and to have a chapel dedicated to one religion, I know anyone could go into it, but dedicated to one religion in a public shopping centre, public commercial shopping centre, is anachronistic in the world we live in.
I think they're trying to turn the whole country bland. Most people would be Christians and might like to go in. If you're in a foreign country with a different religion, they would have little places to go as well. And you didn't even have to go in and pray. You could just sit down and have a rest there, even for elderly people, because, all these shopping centres don't have any seats these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see if you can get it reinstated with your power.
No, if there's anyone going to reinstate it, it's the man above.
Yes, well, maybe with his help.
Yeah, the man above. I'm thinking about Ronan Collins. Angus McAnally. Sorry, he is the man above, literally. And today, and Hugh Ormond is the man above him. At the moment, up above. But I tell you, be on a wing and a prayer. Gail, I think you've two chances.
Okay.
Gail, you can hear her genuine upset.
Oh yeah, no. As I said, it was years ago when I was in college, but it was kind of very serene. You could go in there and just have a little rest, put your thoughts together, say a few prayers, and it was a tiny, tiny little thing under the lift at the library.
Yeah. That's where.
So you know, it's not. I don't think they'd be able to get a Starbucks in there anyway.
And you
not
were
even a, yeah, no. not even a kiosk could be able to get into
but
it.
But you were saying other shopping centres, by the way, have removed seating.
Yes.
And
I think it's very difficult for, especially elderly people or people with like little children or people trying to feed babies and things. There's nowhere to sit just for a little pause. And, you know, life is a lot of rushing around
yes,
now.
It's nice to sit down and pause. Sure is. Well, God and Mammon now are truly separated. Okay, thanks
exactly.
indeed, Gail.
And thanks very much.
Thank you. And thanks for... Anne, what's your favourite church in that you go to in Dublin?
Oh, my own church here, my own parish, St. Michael's in Inchicore.
Oh, that's a beautiful...
You were up there.
Beautiful
the
church.
The 1916
beautiful church. Gorgeous.
It's only around the corner from me here.
Lovely.
It's lovely.
Saying, and that's where my mother and father were married.
Wasn't that lovely?
My mother is now 94th yeah. birthday.
But that's
where they were married.
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
It's a lovely church.
Okay, but keep going to it and keep your tranquility and keep your mindfulness and keep your devotion, and you're a good woman and you were great on the programme. Don't be nervous, do you hear me?
Thank you, Joe.
Okay,
thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you. 51551. Thank you. Bye bye. 51551.